taking advice from you.
Hi. Hope you're enjoying the Rock and Soul Bunny Show. In reverse order. One of these days. The Roosters. And before that. You said that. The Easy Beats. Daytime Girl. Billy Nichols on the album Would You Believe, Daytime Girl. And previous to that. In Your Tower by the Poets. How Long by the James Hunter Six. Previous to that. Gonna Be a Big Thing. Yum Yums from the album Looky, gonna be a big thing. You can make a request at 516-654-4059. Call or text 516-654-4059.
Night on the Pips with that heavy beat, Coke after Coke.
together, y'all, and drink a soda.
You're right. Welcome to Saturday morning on the Rock and Soul stream from WFMU. You is in tune with the Crescent City Connection. A solid hour of funky power from New Orleans and Louisiana, celebrating the great musical legacy that has been handed down for more than 100 years from the Crescent City itself, the Big Easy. And I'll tell you what. It's been a week. Not a great week. If you follow the news, I won't go into the details. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But there was one thing that comes up this week every single year. And that is carnival time. Tuesday was 12th night, the beginning of carnival season. And the countdown to Mardi Gras is underway. The first parades rolled on Tuesday in New Orleans. There will be more tonight. You can get your king cake orders in. As we are on the way to Mardi Gras Day, which is February 17th this year. And by the way, you know there'll be some cool stuff here on the Crescent City Connection as that gets closer. But we started the show with Bo Dallas and the Wild Magnolias. A great cover of Al Johnson's Carnival Time, of course, the carnival anthem. And the Wild Magnolias got an assist on that one from George Porter on the bass, Snooks Eaglin on guitar, along with Fred Kemp on sax, Milton Batiste on trumpet. That was a great album. The Rebirth Brass Band also play on some of that album. It's called I'm Back at Carnival Time from 1990. And now let us dive into set number one of this week's show. We will begin with an artist who passed away this week, 46 years ago, January of 1980. We lost the great Larry Williams. Let's hear one of his classics out of 1958, Dizzy Miss Lizzie, here on the Crescent City Connection.
Thank you. with so long. Where is that man meant for me? You come along and set me free. Life is such a gloomy scene.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Piano Smith project here on the Crescent City Connection that was originally released under the name The Pitter Pats. We heard Baby You Hurt Me out of 1967 on Instant Records with Jerry Hall on the vocals right here on the Crescent City Connection. And did you catch them teasing just a closer walk with me in there?
Yeah.
Good stuff. That's New Orleans to the bone. Before that, Sam and the Soul Machine with a thing called Thesis from their collected recordings, which was released as a CD called Poke Bones and Rice, recorded in 1969. The band with Sam Henry on the keyboards, which originally started as a backing band for Aaron and Cyril Neville. Willie T in back of that with something truly, truly funky. Your Love, My Love Together out of 1972. Willie T backed up by the Gators. We heard Tammy Lynn doing World of Dreams, an unreleased track from the early 60s, which came from the vaults of AFO Records. And the great Larry Williams in back of that with a tune so good, it was covered by the Beatles. Dizzy Miss Lizzy, the original from 1958 on Specialty Records. And hey, before we go any further, I want to remind you all about the new addition to the Rock and Soul Stream lineup here on Saturdays from 4 to 6. Take Another Hit with Scott from Boston. Scott is back for week number 2. Congrats, Scott, and welcome to the stream. And then at 6 o'clock tonight on Drop-In, my old buddy Doc Sonic is back with another installment of Sonic Research Laboratories. Doc Sonic has been a fixture on Upstate College Radio for more than 20 years, so tune in tonight for experiments in dirty blues, punk, surf, garage, and fuzz with a twang. Doc Sonic on Drop-In tonight, and then Stu Rutherford from 7 to 9. But right now, you're listening to the Crescent City Connection with me, Jason Isaac, and up next, a rock and roll pioneer who did his time in the clubs and the studios of New Orleans. The great Roy Brown is going to do Black Diamond out of 1954.
comes Amos. Now Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bait and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Call him Amos Moses. Yeah. Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife.
Rock and Soul Radio from WFMU on a Saturday morning. And you know what that means. It's time for the Crescent City Connection, your show of music from New Orleans and Louisiana, by artists from New Orleans and Louisiana, about New Orleans and Louisiana. I'm Jason Isaac with you every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And we just heard a song that is kind of an honorary Louisiana tune. The tune by Jerry Reed about the dude that could trap the biggest, meanest alligator and use just one hand. That's a good thing. That's all he had left because the alligator done bit it off. Amos Moses by Jerry Reed from the album Georgia Sunshine out of 1970. That's getting us started here on the Crescent City Connection. I heard Dale Watson perform that one here in the New York City just a few days ago. He played at Hill Country Barbecue on Monday. I was there. Pretty great show. But anyway, speaking of great shows, I got one coming up for you right now. And I'm going to give you a peek behind the curtain at my method for today's show. I don't always start out with a lot of ideas about what I want to play on the show. And that was the case this week. So in search of inspiration, I took a look at the Discogs page of Cosmo Matassa. You know, the great recording engineer from New Orleans in the classic era of rock and roll and R&B. Well, he was up in the middle of so many stone cold classics, but also a ton of records you and I have never heard of before. He's got 337 credits, recording credits, you know, on the technical side on Discogs. And I don't think that's even close to everything he actually did. So anyway, I did some looking around, I did some listening, now I got a great hour of tunes for you coming up. Not strictly a Cosmo Matassa tribute or anything, but his work will feature heavily in this hour's playlist, so let's get it going. First up, a singer from Spartansburg, South Carolina. Yeah, okay, but some of his best work came out on Cosmo Matassa's White Cliffs record label, including this one, which was actually produced by Alan Toussaint and Marshall Seahorn. So, probably recorded in New Orleans. The singer's name is Joe Haywood, and we're going to hear a thing out of 1965 called Let's Make It. Starting off set number one here on the Crescent City Connection.
Give me this time, and let's make up. I promise my love. was good to ya. Oh, now God will be good for ya.
Look at ya.
You my son on a cloudy day. You the sugar in my tea. You my joy when I'm feeling blue. Everything about you's good to me.
Look at ya.
They say what good to ya.
Crescent City Connection, Jason Isaac coming at you with a whole bunch of great records from the 1960s and 70s, for the most part. We'll have a couple of outliers too, but we just heard one from right in the middle of that classic era of New Orleans music, a thing called Come On Baby from Jerry Fuchsia, a singer that recorded a handful of singles on New Orleans area record labels in the 60s. And I do believe we heard Smokey Johnson on the drums for that one. Pretty unmistakable sound. Before that, Oliver Morgan of Who Shot the La La fame doing What's Good to You, Part 1. The A-side of a single on 7B Records from 1967. And that tune was written by Eddie Bowe. Tammy McKnight, another New Orleans singer before that, Take Away These Chains. That had a great groove to it. 1964 on Satin Records. And way back there, Joe Haywood, Let's Make It, out of 1965 on the White Cliffs label. And by the way, I'm going to paste a link in the comments section on today's playlist page to a great blog post with info about Joe Haywood from the old Soul Detective blog from back in the aughts. And that post actually features contributions from WFMU's own Larry Grogan. So check that out while you listen to our next set here on the Crescent City Connection. Up next, I got a singer named Bobby Powell, great soul singer from Baton Rouge. And he's going to do a tune written by Solomon Burke, Cry to Me. Now, this was also a staple in Professor Longhair's sets in the 1970s. But I'll tell you what, neither Professor Longhair nor Solomon Burke ever did the tune like this. Bobby Powell, out of 1970, Cry to Me, slowing it all the way down and putting a whole lot of soul in it, too. Up next, here on the Crescent City Connection.
You can cry to me when you're all alone, baby. Just can't keep up with this whole world.
Was a Louisiana Music Hall of Famer, Phil Phillips, from Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm sure many of you remember his monster hit from 1959, Sea of Love. We just heard one from a few years later, 1971 to be exact, It's All Right, a great tune that was used in an episode of HBO's True Blood. And that was on Lenore Records, a label based in Church Point, Louisiana, which is the Cajun music capital of the world. In back of that, Lil Bob and the Lollipops, Are You Ever Coming Home, from 1963. And then a great, great version of A Woman Left Lonely by Ella Brown. Now, that was a tune done to great effect by Janis Joplin in 1971, but Ella Brown's version from a year later knocked it out of the park as well. Ella Brown was from Macon, Georgia, and through a connection of her husband, she ended up on Lenore Records out of Louisiana. So that's another one from Lenore. Robert Parker before that with a really cooking version of C.C. Rider from 1966 on NOLA Records. That was released as a single and appeared on the Barefootin' album. And we heard Bobby Powell out of Baton Rouge before that with that amazing version of Cry to Me, Solomon Burke's old tune, from 1971 on WIT Records. And without much delay, another big set coming up for you here on the Crescent City Connection. We got the great Snooks Eaglin up next. Of course, Mardi Gras is coming up soon. It's actually a month from today, Mardi Gras Day, February 17th. So we're going to hear Snooks with a Mardi Gras song. I Went to the Mardi Gras. This is from 1995. The album is Soul's Edge, Snooks Eaglin, with an all-star New Orleans lineup, which includes George Porter on bass, David Torkanowski on piano, Herman Ernest on the drums, Fred Kemp on sax, and Rick Trollson on trombone, among others. Snooks Eaglin and company coming at you next here on the Crescent City Connection.
To the Mardi Gras, way down in New Orleans. I went to the Mardi Gras, way down in New Orleans. I went to the Mardi Gras to see the beautiful queen. Way down on Bourbon Street, it really is a treat. If you get to see how crazy it can be, they're doing funny things, they don't seem to care. Yes, I went. Way down in New Orleans. I went to the Mardi Gras and had a real good time. I went to the Mardi and had a drink of wine. Yes, I went. Yes, I went. Yes, I went. Yes, I went. I went to the Mardi Gras, way down in New Orleans. To the Mardi Gras and had a real good time. I went to the Mardi Gras and had a real good time. I went to the Mardi Gras and had some real good wine. Yes, I went. We're down in New Orleans.
Believe me when I say that I'm true. I saved all my love and joy for you. It ain't the sleeping, all that you ever do. Well, get out, baby, get me some money too. Morning, you get up too. Get out, baby, and make some bread. Don't let my loving go to your head. It ain't sleeping, don't bend and laying around. Well, if you don't quit loafing, I'm sure gonna put you down. It ain't sleeping, loafing and laying around. It ain't sleeping.
to be right.